Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today with a high around 68. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. In area news this morning, the Live Healthy Iowa Kids Governor's Challenge just finished their 100-day activity and nutrition challenges, on April 25th, with just over 31,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students participating in 1,322 teams. The Governor's Challenge encourages youth to be more active and make better nutrition choices, and is a way for Iowa schools to win monetary awards to purchase new physical education or playground equipment. In order to be eligible for cash prizes, teams must report each week of the challenge. Four schools won a $500 cash prize each, while the top cash prize of $1,000 went to the Creston Elementary School in Creston. The teams recorded their minutes of activity, serving some fruit, vegetables, milk or water, and screen time. And the totals from that challenge included more than 62.8 million minutes of activity, 759,000 servings of fruit, 447,000 servings of vegetables, 490,000 servings of milk and or water, and more than 1.7 million hours of screen time. The Live Healthy Iowa Kids is a free statewide 100-day challenge for youth, inspiring them to be more active and to make better food choices. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
A Messina woman was arrested Saturday on a warrant out of Missouri associated with the 2006 DWI or driving while intoxicated charge. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said Monday 61-year-old Jeanette T. Schroeder was being held in the jail in Atlantic until she's extradited to Nottoway County, Missouri, where her bond was set at $5,000. The sheriff's office said also that 54-year-old Ann Allen Toombs of Atlantic turned herself into the Cass County Jail last week to be fingerprinted on a district court charge of second-degree theft. Toombs was booked into the jail and then released. And the Atlantic Police Department on Monday reported 37-year-old Christopher Clausen of Atlantic was arrested Sunday on a charge of public intoxication. Clausen was booked into the Cass County Jail. A Corning couple was arrested Sunday night on domestic abuse charges. According to the Adams County Sheriff's Department, Heather and Scott Cornish were taken into custody at around 9:20 p.m. after a 911 call was received by the Adams County Dispatch Center with regard to a fight in progress between a husband and wife. Upon officers' arrival, both parties were taken into custody. The Adams County Sheriff's Department said yesterday a Clarinda man was arrested Friday on a felony charge for the threat of terrorism and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of harassment in the first degree. The arrest of 30-year-old Curtis Hillerbrand stems from the contact he allegedly made to the Miltner Insurance Agency in Corning, threatening to blow up their office building. Hillerbrand was being held in the Adams County Jail. A 13-year-old girl from Adair was one of two Iowa teens who received the 2012 Prudential Spirit of Community Youth Volunteer Awards last night during the company's 17th annual State Awards ceremony in Washington, D.C. Hannah Jorgensen was honored for organizing a campaign to make personal care kits and sew pillowcases for families in transition from a local homeless shelter to more permanent quarters. The other Iowa honoree was 14-year-old Kayla DeWeerd of Hull, who was honored for obtaining a $1,500 grant to pilot a nutrition and physical activity program at her junior high school, and then gave presentations to educate others about how they could implement similar programs at their schools. As state honorees, Kayla and Hannah were among 102 top youth volunteers from across the country who received $1,000, engraved silver medallions, and all-expense-paid trips to Washington, D.C. this week for 4 days of recognition events. At last night's ceremony, Kayla and Hannah were each personally congratulated for their outstanding volunteer service by New York Giants quarterback and 2012 Super Bowl MVP Eli Manning. The Prudential Spirit of Community Awards, established in 1995 by Prudential Financial in partnership with the National Association of Secondary School Principals, represents the United States' largest youth recognition program based exclusively on volunteer community service. Governor Terry Branstad said six Iowa universities and colleges will be home to centers that will promote teaching science, technology, engineering, and math to students no matter where they live. Branstad says lack of equal opportunity for such programs to all students is hurting the state's ability to retain and attract businesses needing highly skilled workers. He says test scores show that Iowa students have fallen behind in math and science education. The centers, called STEM Hubs, will be located at Iowa Lakes Community College in Estherville, the University of Northern Iowa, Iowa State University, Drake University, and Southwestern Community College in Creston. In addition, the U of I and Kirkwood Community College will work together to form the sixth STEM hub. Funding for the offices is included in an education budget bill that's pending in the Iowa legislature. And home care aides, certified nursing assistants, direct support professionals, hospice aides, and other direct care workers who provide hands-on personal care and support in nursing homes, clients' homes, assisted living, group homes, hospitals, hospices, and other settings are being invited to attend the Iowa Caregivers Association's A Call to Leadership program. It's being held on May 22nd from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Council Bluffs Public Library. There is no charge to attend. It's an educational workshop, especially for direct care professionals who will explore ways to become a leader both within and outside their workplace and consider how to use their natural leadership skills to be role models for their profession. More information can be obtained online at www.iowacaregivers.org. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Robert Bob Ingalls, age 64, of Greenfield, died Friday. A family visitation for Bob Ingalls will be this evening from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Mildred Bear, age 93, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. A private family committal service for Mildred Mill Bear will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Shelby Cemetery in Shelby. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. James Lee Kleinsmith, age 61, of Walnut, died Friday. Graveside services for James Kleinsmith will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Burdella Meyer, age 90, of Manila, died Sunday at the Manila Manor. Services for Burdella Meyer will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Sherry Zeitlow, age 68, of Urbandale and formerly of the Avondale area, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Sherry Zeitlow will be Friday at 3 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church on Beaver Avenue in Des Moines. There will also be a celebration of life service Saturday at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 10:30, and that's in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.